Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here talking about, we're here working on improving our financial IQ, and we're talking about investing in apartments, self-storage, hotels, commercial real estate, you name it. We've got sponsors or syndicators who are doing that, and this is a great platform for anyone who wants to invest in those things passively. Today, I want to talk about some ideas that really helped me along the way, getting this into my head. Some of it I learned before I even became a real estate investor, but it led me to becoming a real estate investor. And they're ideas that are tough to swallow at first because they're so ingrained in everyone's mind. We're just conditioned. We are told these things all throughout our lives. And they're just flat out not accurate. In fact, they're damaging Americans who have those particular beliefs. You know, one of the most common is the home is an asset. You know, a financial planner many times will use the phrase, your home's your biggest asset. That's a dangerous belief. If your home is your biggest asset, sorry, you're not doing anything with your life financially. You're probably just getting up, going to a job, coming home, getting up, going to a job. You know, you're playing Monopoly by never buying any income-producing assets, and you just circle the board, pass go, circle the board, pass go, collect your paycheck. That's really doing nothing. And that can be painful for people to admit, but it is. If all you have is a job, and you're not doing anything outside of that job to create a second stream of income or to build wealth, you're really not even trying. You're just showing up. In order to succeed in this life, you've got to do more than just show up. You've got to do something above and beyond what the average person is doing, or you're going to get what the average person gets. The phrase, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting, is, well, I don't even know how to express it any other way than it's just, man, it is a written down truth. Having a job is just the ante. That's just what you do to play the game, you know, like putting your first chip in a poker game. It's the minimum that you can do. So let me get back to this concept, though, how dangerous believing that your home is your biggest asset, when in reality, your home is generally your biggest liability. It's your biggest expense. And people run around thinking that the object of the game is to buy a big house, pay it off, let it double in value every 20 years, which does occur. But did you know that if you buy a house and it triples in value, we'll just take a simple $200,000 house, and it triples in value to $600,000 in 40 years, and you sell it, in your brain, you're going, wow, I just made $400,000. But in reality, you just lost $75,000. You lost $75,000. Why? Because during that 40 years, chances are you had a mortgage pretty much the entire time, at least 30 years. When you add up interest, taxes, insurance, maintenance for 40 years, you're actually losing money even if that thing triples in value. See, you have to understand this definition of the difference between an asset and a liability. An asset puts money in your pocket every month. A liability takes money out of your pocket every month. So what is your home? It's a liability, isn't it? A big one. See, the Wall Street Journal did an article, and they took a $200,000 rent house and set it side by side with a $200,000 home, personal residence, and took it across till they tripled in value. On the, not counting cash flow, this is just equity. On the rent house, if you sold it for $600,000, you would have made $475,000. On the personal residence, it triples in value. You sell it, you would have lost $75,000. On the rent home, they didn't even include cash flow. And cash flow over 40 years would have been an additional, well, let's do the math. Let's just say it's, I don't know, average over the 40 years, $600 a month cash flow times 12 times 40. That's another $288,000. On one rent house, $200,000. Triples in value in 40 years. Off that one house, you would have made $288 plus $475, $763,000. What if you just did 10 of those? $7,600,000. See the difference between assets, a rental home, and liabilities, your personal residence? It's crazy. But these are the life-changing decisions that you have to make if you're going to build wealth for yourself and your family. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk about a few other beliefs that are really harming Americans. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about a group of beliefs that people have that are really debilitating and put them in a really bad financial position. You know, when people think they're making money on their home when they're actually losing money on it, it's kind of it's really very simple. Your home goes up about 3% in value every year over a 20-year period. There'll be years it goes up 15, then years it goes down 10 or whatever. But the average is going to be 3%. That's how you double in value every 20 years, as it has done for a long time. What are your taxes on that house? About 3%. So if it's going up in value and you're 3% and you're paying 3% taxes, are you making money? No, it's a wash. It's a wash. Just taxes alone keep you from ever making any money off of a personal residence. Then you have to add in insurance, interest payments, and maintenance. And of course, there's something that happens with personal residences that's even nastier. We constantly want to upgrade our personal residence, don't we? You know, after 20 years, you got to put in a brand new kitchen. That's $50,000 or $100,000. Yeah, it is a liability, not an asset. So remember that point. If you want to study this, you can read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Assets put money in your pocket every month. Liabilities take money out of your pocket every month. What does your home do? It takes money out of your pocket. So the next one I want to talk about really destroys people's lives, because many people think they own a business when they're really just self-employed. And because they never understand the distinction between the two, they just go through life self-employed, never understanding that the goal of an entrepreneur is to replace themselves so that they don't work in the business, they work on the business. And I'll give you the book to study this, the best one I've ever read about this subject. It's called The E-Myth, the Entrepreneurial Myth, by Michael Gerber. Sorry, it took me a second to remember his name. The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. Here's how you determine whether you're self-employed or whether you own a business. Now, this can be painful for professionals, especially attorneys, CPAs, doctors who quote-unquote own a practice. Here's how to determine if it's a business or self-employment. Can you disappear for a year and make the same amount of money as if you were there? If you cannot, then you're just self-employed. Now, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with being self-employed, but you do need to make the distinction and understand the difference. Then your focus needs to be on succession. Who's going to replace you when you either get too old to work or you want to go do something else with your time, which could be any age? See, when we talk about passive investing in self-storage, apartments, hotels, strip shopping centers, office buildings, that's a business. When you put your money up into one of those deals, you don't see the deal, you don't drive by it, you don't have a job at that deal. That's a business. You own part of a true business. Someone else runs it, manages it, works on it. You just put up your money and collect your check every quarter. That's it. That's a business. Now, the funny thing is, every one of you that are sitting there going, doggone it, I am self-employed. I don't own a business. You can change that so quickly. 2 or 3 years at the most. 5 years if you're not very good with people. And what I mean by that is if you say, well, I can't find good employees. Let me tell you something. If you have one bad employee, that's them. Two bad employees? I wonder. Three bad employees? That's you. You don't know how to hire. You don't know how to train. You're probably using power and control, arrogance to manipulate your employees. The carrot and the stick, you know, whatever. You don't know what you're doing. I love when people say they can't find good employees because I can't seem to find bad employees. I just can't. Over my 30-year business experience, I've only lost one employee because they, and this was literally just a mental problem. He was actually a hard worker and did well, but he had some mental issues, anger issues, and I had to let him go. One, everybody else was good or great. Why? Because I know how to hire and I know how to train. And I train and train and train and train and train and train. You have to. So don't hit me with the, I can't find good people. That's you. That's your problem. And you need to work on that. So the belief that you want to incorporate that will empower you is that you only own a business if you can disappear for a year and make the same amount of money as if you were there. If you can't, then you need to be planning for succession as soon as possible. And if you want to study this one, doggone it, what is his name from GE? Famous. I'll have to look it up. But there are books on it, multiple books on succession, on planning for your future, planning for your retirement. But you've got to do it. Otherwise, you're going to work till the day you die, and you'll never own a business. You'll just be self-employed. The next big misconception is relatively simple. It's the concept that the poor and the middle class use to learn from other people's mistakes. Learn from other people's mistakes. The correct or more effective belief is this. You want to learn from other people's successes. You want to learn how to do it right. Think about the other concept. Learn from other people's mistakes. If you go out and learn every single possible mistake that could be made, does that guarantee that you know what does work? It does not. All it means is you know everything that doesn't work. You've got to learn from other people's successes. So, is there anything wrong with watching someone make a mistake and then go, ooh, I'll never do that? Especially if it was something you were thinking about doing. No, there's no problem with learning from other people's mistakes. It's making that a priority that is ineffective. The priority needs to be learn from other people's successes. Why do people join Total Wealth Academy? So that it can get around other successful real estate investors, other successful passive investors, learn what they did correctly, and then go just imitate them. Doing it correctly, not after a few tries, doing it correctly the first time. So, again, learn from other people's successes, and you'll move forward towards your goal much, much, much faster. Much, much, much faster. Next one. And this one killed me. I bet I was 20 when I learned this lesson. I was at Texas A&M, and I go to my advisor. I've been there about a year and a half, and I go, I'm having trouble understanding this. I can't seem to find any classes on getting rich. And he looked at me and he goes, there are none. I literally lost my mind. I was like, then why am I paying $10,000? Back then, you know, it was only $10,000. Now it's more than that. Why am I paying $10,000 a semester to learn how to get a job? I thought jobs were free. What am I doing here? What do you mean there's no classes on building wealth and getting rich? I lost my mind. See, so many people think that college is there and going to college is going to make you successful financially. Unfortunately, that's not what it's there for. It's simply there to get you a little bit higher paying job. That's it. And I say little bit higher, and I mean it. Okay, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more on after the break here on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Let me go ahead and open the phone lines in case any of you have a comment or a question, especially if a belief that I'm sharing with you, you feel like has hurt you or held you back financially or professionally. Let me know at 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738. KSEV. You're also welcome to email me any question you have, call or email with any question that you have. Don't worry about these points we're discussing. Maybe you got a question about a property you own. You got a question about moving from 3 units to 100 units or moving from single family to apartments or self-storage or whatever. Give me a call or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And again, the phone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. So the next one, again, we just got over, I think that I've done it effectively. It's just, you've got to understand that college is not there to make you wealthy. It's just to get you a little bit higher paying job. That's all it does, but it does a great job of that. The next poor middle class belief that really needs to be addressed is people will go around saying there's no such thing as get rich quick, when in reality, there's only one way to get rich, and that's quickly. And the reason it's so important to get rich quickly is because of the opposite, getting rich slowly. If you get rich slowly, and this was something that happened to me, a financial planner came into me and they go, look, if you save $327 and whatever cents every month, when you're 65, you'll have $1 million. And as I've always said, I wanted to punch him. The guy didn't recognize what he was saying. yeah, your life will be gone, but you'll have $1 million. Kiss my butt. See, most financial planners do not understand that your biggest asset is your life. They want you rich at 65, 70. Total Wealth Academy wants you rich now, no matter what your age. I mean, you got to understand, there are 22, 25-year-olds out there with $20,000 a month passive income. They're out there. See, getting wealthy has nothing to do with age. Yet that's what the financial planners focus on, getting you rich when you're old. No, you want to be rich now. How many of you think you're guaranteed to make it to 65? Well, guess what? 30% of you are wrong. 30% of us are dead by age 65. So, who cares if you got $1 million at 65? The majority of your life is gone. Your biggest asset is gone. You want to get rich now. You want to get rich quickly. And with all these 20-year-olds out there rich, it is completely, it's unbelievable to me that people don't believe you can. But it's just a belief that's been ground into people's heads. And I think it's because it comes from people who don't want to try. And so they cop out and they go, I'm not going to try that because there's no such thing as get rich quick. And that just gives them their pat excuse for not trying. So keep in mind, there's no such thing as get rich slowly, because your life is gone. If you want to be rich, you need to be healthy, and you want to be really rich, because there's different levels of rich. You want to be really rich, you want to be in your 20s or 30s when you're a millionaire. That's rich. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let's see, what's the next one? Oh, this is a short and sweet one. It's the concept that retirement has anything to do with age. It doesn't. Forced retirement does. In other words, there's a lot of companies that start looking to get rid of people after they turn 55. Not supposed to be doing it, but it's almost impossible to prove, so it's happening. If you don't believe me, if you want to bet against me and you're 55 plus, go quit your job tomorrow and see how quickly you find another one. You'll find out that the most discriminated against group in America is people 55 and older. And it's almost impossible to prove. You know, they're not allowed to ask you your age, but they'll ask you what year you graduated college. Not hard to figure out your age with something like that, right? So, age has nothing to do with retirement. Retirement is as soon as you are financially independent. Also, retirement doesn't mean you stop working. Now, everybody thinks that retirement means you stop working, you retire, you're doing nothing. I go back to John Wooden. A life not in the service of others is not a life worth living. It's awful. Retirement in that definition is terrible. It's, You can only sip so many Mai Tais. You can only play so much golf, fish, whatever. And you're going to start wondering what your life is all about. And then you're going to ask this question. Am I just going to do this till I die? And you're not going to like the answer. You want to stay active. It could be charity. It could be anything. A job, a career. You could get a new career. But retirement is as soon as your passive income meets all of your wants and needs. Your needs being your bills, your wants being romance, travel, fun, and so on. You got to have enough money for both. Then you're technically retired, but you may keep working. You might switch jobs because you don't like your present job and you go find something that's fun. But you see why that doesn't have anything to do with age? Again, there's people in their 20s that are retired. They're still working, but they could quit their jobs anytime they wanted to, which is really, in my opinion, the ultimate definition of success. It's the ability to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, where you want to do it, with whom you want to do it. Just freedom. So, again, age does not define retirement. Okay. Oh, here's one. Oh, this one drives me nuts. Buy low, sell high. Now, as I say that, many of you are going, wait a minute, Steve, what are you talking about? That's true. That's how you make money. That's the icing on the cake. The cake is cash flow. The cake is cash flow. If you go out and buy low to sell high, you are not an investor. You're a speculator. You buy gold, you buy silver, you buy stocks, mutual funds. You're not an investor. You're a speculator. You're buying low to sell high. If you buy real estate at full price and your idea of how you're going to make money with it is to wait for it to go up in value, you're a speculator. See, you could even speculate with real estate. When you're an investor, you buy for cash flow. Do we get the appreciation? Yep. Do we get the equity pay down? Yep. Do we get the tax advantages? Yep. Do we get the equity capture? Yep. But those things are all icing on the cake. You invest for cash flow. That's what frees your life up. That's what makes you financially independent. All right, we're coming up on the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, I do need you to call me now. Please.